205 on DGS. Dave got pulled away for a couple of minutes. He'll be back here shortly. We're going to proceed without him because if we don't, we have dead air, and that sucks.
Yeah, that's not great. It's not great.
We can't do that, but Dave will be back in a minute. Reminder, Billiken's basketball next hour, so it's a 3:30 opening tip. The Billiken's taking on Rhode Island in the A-10 tournament, so 3:30 opening tip, 3:15 for the pregame. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll get Dave Murray in early so we can get the weather, and then we'll go right into the Billiken's pregame show. And, of course, later in the week, I think Friday, we have like a 5 o'clock Cardinals game. Next week, we have some daytime Cardinals games. It's ramping up. We are now, is today, what's today? Today's Tuesday?
Tuesday the 12th.
Tuesday, so now it's 16 days until opening day.
Ooh, yeah. I have a countdown on my phone.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. It's just in my head.
Yeah, just that's remember just your it. Internal clock.
Yeah, just my, yes, right. It's my internal clock. At some point, I don't even need to look at the calendar. I can just tell by the feel of the air. Like, yeah. All right, here we go. So 16 days until opening day, and obviously Tom Ackerman's now down in Jupiter, so all of our coverage will be originating with Tom. Matt Pauly, I think, is back later this week. He's off taking a little time after the time that he spent down there. He was down there for a month, so we'll have Matt back in the mix here in a little bit. Rach, why don't we do some headlines, get things going this hour?
Absolutely. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This first story is really, I mean, I like it. I could see why other people might be a little bit displeased, but let's see what you guys think. Roswell, New Mexico has unveiled a new patch for their police department. They featured the official city logo of a flying saucer with a classic beam radiating downward to form the letter R, and then it says protect and serve those that land here. And then there's two tiny little alien faces. Of course, Roswell is famous for being the spot where a spacecraft purportedly crashed in 1947 and has been a gathering point for people fascinated by extraterrestrials. So they're kind of leaning into that with their new patch for their police department.
I'm looking at it right now. That's a pretty cool looking patch.
Yeah, it's great. Fun.
Yeah, and look, that might be a little bit silly for LAPD. Right. Or NYPD or St. Louis Police Department, but it's Roswell, New Mexico. What do they have, like 7 police officers?
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on what their crime rate is. I mean, people are getting murdered like every day, maybe a different patch.
Okay. Yeah.
But if they're just goofing off, it's just, I think it's fun.
But even if they're not, even if they have real things, if you got like 7 or 8 officers, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just lean into the whole thing. There's a reason why your town is on the map, right? Let's go.
Autopilot is getting poor ratings from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They rate cars and SUVs for safety, and they are not happy with advanced driver assistance systems such as Tesla Autopilot. They tested 14 different self-driving systems, and 11 of them earned a poor rating, including Tesla's Autopilot and their so-called full self-driving systems. The organization also rated hands-free highway driving systems from Ford and Nissan as poor.
This is my shocked face, Rach.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand why autopilot is legal, why auto drive is legal.
I mean, is it legal? I thought you still had to be sitting there paying attention as you were driving.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
You know.
They can't, you know, on a moment-to-moment basis, that can't really
they
be police.
They can't know that.
Yeah.
No.
I may be oversimplifying this, but it can't be a real thing until everyone is doing it. Because those things cannot account for the unpredictability of human drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Where, as a human, you have eyeballs, you have peripheral vision, you turn your head, you're looking around, you have the ability to see up ahead, hey, that person's really being erratic, I can look out for that. I don't know that the automated stuff is good enough at that yet.
I watched a Frontline or something on this not too long ago. Maybe it was a Nova piece. I don't know. And it talked about how Tesla, there's like radar you can use and then there's cameras and they are relying solely on one form of technology instead of a hybrid, which it kind of seems like you need all the quote unquote eyes you can get on the situation. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
The share of U.S. adults who support same-sex marriage and laws that protect LGBTQ people from discrimination dipped in the last year. According to a survey from Public Religion Research Institute, support for same-sex marriage dipped to 67% in 2023 from a record high of 69% the year before. So a little bit of a dip, but nothing too
crazy. Is that amongst religious people?
I don't know exactly.
Or is
who
that
they
general population?
I think it's general population. The survey pointed out that Democrats are much more likely than Republicans to support same-sex marriage, so it looks like they did a wide swath of people.
Okay. Just curious.
This is still significantly higher than it was a decade ago. Things
yeah.
have really changed, but there's been a little bit of a dip in the past.
Yeah, I would
year.
Be curious to know, like, what. How many times you get that little bit of up and down, you know, that little 2% change here and there. I mean, because if it's if it was to drop from like, say, 69% to like 60%, I would take notice. I'd be like, mm-hmm. that's a big difference.
A man was attacked by a croc in the Everglades. The 68-year-old man is recovering from this crocodile attack in Everglades National Park. He was driving a small boat that flipped, and he was attacked by crocs. Rangers rushed to treat the man for lacerations on his leg, and he was airlifted to a hospital.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of taking chances with crocodiles and alligators.
The American
They're like perfect killing machines, right?
Yeah, and they can live in both salt and fresh water,
yeah.
so you're not safe anywhere. They could just swim right up to you. Scary stuff. Okay, this is really interesting. Airbnb has created a new policy that says indoor security cameras have got to go. I know we talked about this on the show a little bit the other day, but they are now officially saying you can't have indoor cameras in your Airbnb. You can still have outdoor security cameras, and you can have noise decibel monitors, but the new policies say that all such devices must be disclosed in the listing.
They should be disabled. If you want to rent your house out, you shouldn't be able to spy on the people there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're worried about...
I get the outdoor cams.
No, that's fine. You want to see who's coming and going. If somebody's throwing a party when they're not supposed to. We've seen a few of those where, you know, you get the whether it's Airbnb or any other similar company, you get... The cases where somebody will rent out the house, they throw these parties. We've seen it in downtown St. Louis. And the only way you're going to know that's happening as the homeowner is if you can look at that video and see all these people coming into your house, coming in and going. But inside the house is just way too big of an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, that's too much.
Would you allow that in your hotel room?
No.
Would you ever? And again, I guess if you're staying at one where you know they exist, you're making the choice to do it. I guess that's a fair point. But... I wouldn't allow it at all. I mean, I'm talking about if I'm the company.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if you have any of them in there, they have to be disabled. They have to be uninstalled because we can't take the risk of something happening and then us getting sued.
I'm just team hotel all the way. I've stayed in one Airbnb.
I'm with you, generally speaking, yeah.
I stayed in one Airbnb in Japan, and it was actually an amazing experience. But in general, if I'm going to pay that much money to sleep somewhere, I want fresh towels. I want the option of room service. I want to know that there's probably not a camera spying on me. I don't want to be using someone else's dishes in their kitchen. Like, it's just a lot going on at the Airbnb. And the cleaning fees and stuff, it's like, just go to a hotel.
We've definitely done the vacation house thing, like... For a couple of different occasions we've done where we all stay at a beach house in Florida, and it's got all of that stuff. But you're right. You have to clean it at the end of it. You have to do the laundry. You have to wash the towels, or at least, you know, like put them all in a certain place for the clean, because they all have cleaning crews that come through after you're done. But just generally speaking, if it's just me and my wife or maybe two or three of us, I'm team hotel. Because they're going to do all that for you.
For sure. And my last story here for headlines, but we can keep going. I have a couple more things
Let's go.
Can talk about this segment. Half of women use a shower for me time. 52% of women say that showers are the only me time they get on any given day. And this is a survey of 1,000 women between the ages of 18 and 35. They also found that 2 in 3 women feel like they can do anything after a great shower, enjoying a boost of confidence that lasts over 4 hours. I'm nice. I'm glad that the ladies are getting their me time and getting the mood boost that comes from being able to quiet their mind a little bit in the shower. But that does make me sad that 52% of women say that showers are the only time they get to themselves on any given day.
So I'm trying to figure out.
Get them.
No, getting anybody. This has to be like a lot of moms.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because like. You've been single for a long time. I haven't had that question since my kid was out of the house. I mean, since she was like high school age, it was never like, God, we never have time, you know, as an individual. Now, when she was little, you're always like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious if that's kind of how that's weighted.
Well, it's weird. It was between 18 and 35. Like, I guess the 18-year-olds are just working or something. I don't know what's going on. Or maybe they're teen moms. Who knows what's happening?
I don't know. My kid was 18. All she did was sit in the room by herself.
She had nothing but me
time. If she wasn't out with her friends, she was in her room without dealing with any of us.
Which,
by the way, I did when I was 18, too.
Yeah, same. Let's see. So, done with headlines, but I do have a story I wanted to talk about here. TikTok is looking at... So, reports are saying that TikTok is creating a photo-sharing app that could take the wind out of the sails of Instagram.
Do you think it could?
No.
I do. I think that Instagram has become less cool ever since TikTok really blew up. And if TikTok wants to create their own photo sharing app, they might just do it, folks. I don't know.
I'm just curious because my question is not so much about whether or not it would be better or different or whatever. But if you already have an established following on Instagram, I feel like it's a lot to ask me to move that to another platform. But if my biggest following is already on TikTok,
right,
that might be an easier thing. Just kind of like the Facebook, Instagram thing, right? Can't you just, aren't they the same account?
Yeah, you can kind of link those up and they're posted to the same place.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting. How does this play into the whole, you got to shut down operations in the United States
well,
if you don't sell
it? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if ByteDance is going to own this photo sharing app, too. I'm sure they would. Dave and I were talking about this in the office earlier, though, and he was saying, like, oh, I'm not even sure, like, who wants to shut down TikTok at this point. There's not clear lines as far as, like, the Democrats want this and the Republicans want this. And we're so used to it being like that.
And they all voted for this measure, right?
Right.
I don't get it. I mean, I do to a degree, but if it's that big of a threat, show us. Show us the threat.
Well,
I want to see the evidence of something bad. And it's fine if you have it. If we have evidence that this is being used to harm us, well, then I want to know it because I'll stop using it right now if I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, and the articles that I had read, people have not been able to produce evidence that it's happening. It kind of just seems like it's like everybody's getting an icky feeling that it could happen. And it's
it could also and has happened with Facebook. It has happened with the American-owned ones, so let's fix them, too, then.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm like, I am the pro-TikTok lobby. No, not. I don't care. If they shut it down tomorrow, I'll be fine.
They just need to have a reason to do it.
You just got to show us. Show us your work. Just like in school. You're doing a math problem. Show us your work.
224 DGS, thanks to the guys for taking over for me there. Had a miniature emergency with my mom that I had to attend to. She's fine. Just phone issues, and my mom still lives alone and refuses anything and makes my life very difficult. But I appreciate you guys stepping in and helping me with that.
All good.
So a sports story, a sports and politics story.
Yeah, so Nick Saban is in D.C. They're doing hearings on the future of college sports because everybody's in a panic over the name, image, and likeness and transfer portal situation because, God forbid, any of the people that do the hardest work involved in the business actually get paid and have some control over their futures. And Nick Saban is basically saying, this is why I left. He was testifying. You can see he's sitting right next to Ted Cruz in the hearing. And he's saying that everything he thought about or believed about college football no longer exists. There's a quote from his wife saying, why are you still doing this if all those players care about is the money? And this whole thing really pisses me off. Nick Saban made $150 million coaching football. He didn't do it for the love of the game. He didn't do it for free or for minimum wage or for, I mean, and what college athletes have been getting over the years is less than minimum wage when you break it down by the number of hours required to do that work. You know, I don't know, what's the average tuition in college right now? 30,000 a year?
Yeah.
Some are 50, some are 50, some are lower, but let's call it 30. So doing the math, college football is probably a $3 or $4 billion a year business. The cost of the scholarships is probably $300 million. So does it sound like the players are getting paid fairly for what money is coming in? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Nick Saban's making $12 million a year. And these guys, like, and I think Nick Saban is a good guy, but he is a perfect example of what the problem is. The problem in college sports has been and is now power. Who had it and who no longer has it? Coaches and schools always had all the power, and that's why they're the ones doing all the bitching, because they've lost some power to the players. Because the players now have some money, so they can say, well, I don't need your scholarship. I can leave and go somewhere else. They have more freedom to transfer. Meanwhile, forever, coaches have always had the freedom to leave to go get a job they wanted more. They've always had the ability to just basically fire a player. You could send a player home to any day. You could, middle of the season, say, you know what? You're done. You're off the team. See you later. There's never been anything binding from the school side to the players. But there's always been the rules that bind the player to the school, and that shifted a little bit. And coaches are power freaks. So when you take some of their power away, they don't like it, and you get Nick Saban on Capitol Hill whining about it. And let me ask you guys this. Would you work 50 hours a week for room and board?
No.
Because that's what college athletes are doing. Now, maybe if I were a college baseball player, I might be willing to do that because it's my only choice. Mm-hmm. But it's not a good choice.
Yeah.
Why should they be limited? Why should they not be allowed to take endorsement money for the work that they do?
What's the best argument against it? The one that is most persuasive.
The argument, and there is no argument against that is persuasive if you're looking at it logically. The argument is, well, we don't want it to be unfair because then the big schools can arrange more than the. It's always been unfair.
Yeah.
There's a reason Alabama's Alabama. There's a reason Notre Dame is Notre Dame. This has never been a fair system. The schools with the most resources, the most money, have always been the big dogs. That's not going to change if the players are just getting licensing deals. But it's allowed some people to make real money. So I saw this the other day. The new quarterback at Miami is one of these transfers. And he got a big name, image, and license deal. So what did he do? He took out like 14 of the offensive linemen on his team to a big steak dinner and paid for everything that he could. So this is the freedom that those guys have now. But coaches don't like losing power. And then what they do is they go on. You know, they go to these hearings on Capitol Hill and whine about how it's being ruined. The only thing that's being ruined or taken away is their power.
236 DGS. We're out of here today at 3:15 for Billikens basketball. Who are they playing?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yep. Number 14 seed Billikens, number 11 seed Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, so you got a chance is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little tougher when they start facing the higher seeded teams if they win today.
Andrew, you were the second guy I thought of today. When I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson going off on Dune, the first thing was, where can I get a gun? And the second one was you. Is this why you're mad at him? Or are you mad at him for another reason?
It's part of why, right?
Well, Rach is going to be mad at him because of Dune.
Well, it's the encompassing, and I know we've discussed NDT on this show before, but it's the encompassing thing that it's like, a lot of people have been reminding since he's been annoying everybody because everybody loves Dune, and of course he's out and he's like, worms can't really go through the sand. And it's like, yeah, idiot, that's why it's a movie.
It's fiction,
you
Neil.
Ass. And so a lot of people have been pointing out also that he's got like a ton of like sexual assault allegations.
What? I forgot about this.
Yeah, he's got like a half dozen.
I did
like,
not know
really
that.
Legit ones that he hasn't even really denied because it seems like they're pretty legit. And a lot of people are correctly pointing out, like, why is this the content that we can't let go of? Do we need this?
Yeah.
Do we need every time?
Had you seen this, Rach?
He
said it's one of the most unscientific movies ever made.
Most science fiction
based
is
12,000 years in the future.
It's a movie, bro.
Yeah. Bad, it's a movie.
This is why people don't like you, man. Yeah. It's because you say stuff like this.
Yeah. I mean, like, we watched Star Wars, the original episode 4 last night. Our nephew is in town, he and his girlfriend, and the girlfriend, she'd never seen it. And
wow.
And he loves Star Wars, so we all watched it together for fun. And, like, lightsabers can't exist, because light doesn't just end at the end of what would be a stick, right? Lasers can't shoot out in little bits and pieces
broke Andrew's heart.
No, but we know this, but nobody cares because it's a fictional world.
It can happen, Kevin. You'll see once my inventions are complete. But no, he's like,
got to get the math right.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, hyperspace can't happen. And it's like, why are we still, like, still, whenever a movie comes out, you know, freaking CNN or whatever has got to get this jerk on there, and he's got to go, like, you know, he's got to just spout off about whatever. Nobody cares. Everyone hates him now. He's got legitimate assault allegations.
He wouldn't be out there if people didn't watch him.
And, and I guess that's another question. It's who are, what is the audience now? Who are the people that think it's just dandy whenever he gets on there and it's like, you know, you couldn't actually put a baby's brain in Emma Stone.
Well, he's a willing, he's willing. That's the thing. He's a smart guy that's willing to just do it because he likes the attention. A lot of people that are at his level, that, that are like scientists, they don't care about this stuff. They don't want to come on and talk about Dune. Right. They want to actually do their work.
That's good. They shouldn't.
Right, right. And I'm saying that's why he's the guy, because he's willing. Yeah,
they could talk about Dune and say, here's what's cool about it from a scientific standpoint.
I mean, also, you're going to go out there and crap on it, Harry Potter. Hey, guys, magic's not real.
Why was that so hot?
It was.
No, like, kidding, man.
I wish he would.
In the later movies.
Oh, yes, I mean, the later movies. Yes. In fact, maybe the sequel where he's like an adult and it's a play.
Why can't the Billikens play in 240? Can we call Rhode Island?
I think we're about to get taken off the air.
Cut the layup line short. Let's go. Start it up.
I would get home really early.
I would so much rather he come out and say, like, here's the interesting actual science behind it, other than, like,
which
you know.
Which would be a legitimately fun
thing.
Can
I just, about the assault allegations, I did look them up because it was ringing a bell for me. It's nothing horrible. It's just mostly him being a creep and coming on to women who don't want him to come on to the. It wasn't like he, like, you know.
So it's creeping, not
It's super
assaulting.
Creep, and he was in, like, a position of power creeping.
Okay.
But he was cleared of the misconduct.
Okay.
But I don't like him, so throw him into the sea. God with you.
You know, that, like, there, it's a thing, right? This happens all the time on social media, too. They're just fun killers. Like, people, anytime something cool comes up, they just want to crap on everything
Tyson
fun.
Is
yeah.
The fun
He's
killer.
A fun killer. Like, listen, man. Hey, you know, this fake thing's not real. Thanks, genius. We know. We know. We know it's not real. We still like it.
Yeah, I was under no delusion that that Dune was really going to happen.
There are giant earth-eating worms.
That being said, I have seen just as many like very stupid YouTube thumbnails that are like, could the Dune worms be real? Like,
yeah.
Could they exist? This is equally as stupid.
We need to get all of them together at the Viking room
and just let them fight
hotel.
It out.
Yeah, just let them
people
go.
People with the popcorn bucket are like, I don't know, they're real to me.
And people with the popcorn bucket, it is.
Yeah.
People with the popcorn bucket haven't been seen in a couple days.
Anyway. Well, we showed him.
Yeah, we took him down.
Get out of here.
Sick of that fool.
He's our enemy.
A couple fun facts?
Yes,
sure.
Please.
Maybe that'll save the show. Anyone know why we call chicken and turkey legs drumsticks?
They don't look like drumsticks.
Right?
Because you can
listen to me like the greatest observation in the world. You know, they don't even look like drumsticks.
He's our very own Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Actually, chicken drumsticks don't even strongly resemble.
Did you guys know that nobody has ever played a drum with a turkey drumstick?
It's because the word leg at the dinner table was impolite in the 1700s and 1800s.
Okay, but thigh and breast was okay.
Nope. They were called dark meat and white meat. They did not say thigh, breast, or leg.
Oh!
Interesting.
Yeah. Is it because it's too...
too risque.
Risque?
Like crapping on Harry Potter.
Oh, my. I do. Sometimes I do feel awkward. I'll go to the KFC and I'm ordering, getting Dave's order, and I'll be like, do you have grilled chicken? Yes. Okay, great. Can I get a number one, but two breasts? And I just feel weird saying it every time.
You hit it really hard when you say it. I'm usually right behind her going, will you order for me, please?
I've been wondering why, because I only want one breast.
Well,
because
it's cheaper to just get the combo.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I'm looking out for you, Dave. That's what's happening.
But, that's funny.
You can tell, like, there's the lead up where it's like, oh, she's going to have to say it. And she's like,
and then
two
I do.
There got to be people that do that. Like, they really go in on it.
Yeah, they're excited.
When they're making an order, like, they make a show of it.
But you're the fave, right?
Yeah.
I
was, anyway.
That's why, because they admire her courage.
Just, so ask her what you want.
Wasn't there shade there for a while, though?
Well, they called me sir.
Yeah.
A couple of times, it feels
like. All those breasts you're ordering.
Yeah.
So there was some weird turnover.
Yeah, I haven't seen my pals in a while.
Overnight, like, the whole kind of staff seemed to change.
Yeah. And I haven't been down there in a couple of weeks, but.
Have you seen the guy at the machete lately?
No.
No, that's been, he's been. No.
Hopefully he's been detained somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully he is
getting the help he needs.
Hopefully he's been separated from the machete and stuff.
He has wandered the wasteland to somewhere else.
Benjamin Harrison, President Benjamin Harrison, had two possums when he was president named Mr. Reciprocity and Mr. Protection.
That's awesome. That's the best presidential fact I've ever heard.
Right?
It's hard to say. Yeah. He had nicknames for him, like Stinky and Smelly.
Mm. What was the second one's name? I'm sorry.
Mr. Protection.
Oh, that is a great name for any
pet. If I ever get another cat or dog, I think that's its name.
Mr. Reciprocity.
And this is Mrs. Protection.
Yeah.
And did they live in the White House? Do you know?
They say pet, so probably.
Man.
Wow. Yeah, pretty cool.
Do you think they were free roaming or in a cage?
Yeah, they lived in the White House trash cans.
Yeah, they're just like biting all the Secret Service.
Mr. Protection.
And then they wouldn't say it, so they'd be like, does anyone have any white meat for the possums?
Reciprocity just like kicked off something in my head. Was that a thing in like a Harrison Ford, like Clear and Present Danger? I gotta look that up.
I think it was.
No, I'm gonna look. Yeah, no, I'm gonna look.
And Stairway to Kevin.
All right. A quick question about a couple things. We haven't brought this up, but I've been wanting to, and we can do it quickly here. Are you guys at all bothered by Governor Parson letting Britt Reed out of jail early?
Tell me the story again.
Okay, so Britt Reed is Andy Reed's son. Mm-hmm. He was a coach on the Chiefs staff because, of course, his dad's the head coach, so he gets a job on an NFL staff. That's how it works. You know, kids of coaches tend to get those opportunities. But he severely injured a girl who was at the time 5 years old. She's like eight now, but he was speeding up an off ramp, I think it was. And he hit a car while he was impaired. It was a DUI, and he severely injured a 5 year old girl who is now seven or eight. And she is disabled. She's not to the point where she's not able to function in society, but like her mom just did an interview with ESPN. This is why I'm bringing it up now. This happened yesterday. And her mom says that her daughter knows that she's different from the other kids and she's slow learning. She's got developmental issues because of the accident. And she says to her mom, like, you know I'm different than the other kids, or why am I different than the other kids? And it's because of Andy Reid's son. It's because of Britt Reed. He was sentenced to 3 years and Governor Parson commuted his sentence and let him out after, I think it was 16 months. Why?
Did he give a reason?
No, they won't comment. They won't answer.
Then I hate it.
Yeah. They won't answer. There is no reason that Britt Reed is out except for the fact that the governor of Missouri is a Chiefs fan.
That's terrible.
Is the only reason. Is there another one that would justify letting a famous... So this is a famous case. This would be, to me, the case where you make a stand and say, you don't get off easy because your dad's famous. But he gets out in half the time he was sentenced to. The prosecutor in Kansas City said, I think it was yesterday, related to this ESPN interview, because ESPN did a story about it, contacted the prosecutors. And the prosecutor said, if we knew this was going to be the result, we would have never agreed to a plea agreement.
Yeah.
They took a plea agreement so that Britt Reed would do the 3 years or something close to it. And, you know, look, if you get out on early release because that's what the guidelines say, you know, you're serving good time, you're not causing trouble. That's one thing. This was the governor commuting the sentence and letting the guy out early. He does not deserve to be out early because he's Andy Reid's kid.
I'll go farther. If this were my son, if this were Nick with the same set of facts, I'm not as famous as Andy Reid, but if the same set of facts and the governor, who's a friend of mine, offered, I would advise Nick, don't take it.
Right.
Because I doubt he's in real big boy prison to start with. And secondly, I would advise Nick, look, you have another few months to go. At least pay your debt to society.
Yes.
This little girl is not going to be better in a few months. And also, just selfishly, if you do the whole time, people are still not going to like you. But people will at least say he paid his debt to society. Let him move on.
Yeah.
If you get special treatment from my buddy, the governor, people are going to hate you the rest of your life.
Yeah. And here's the thing that I thought the mom did a really good job in the interview with ESPN. She said, if this was switched and I was the person that hurt somebody in a DUI, there's no way I'm getting this treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the point. And what I hate is the governor and the governor's office refusing to answer questions about it, just putting out statements. Well, according to the guidelines, no, answer the question. sit in front of a reporter and explain why Britt Reid should get out early. Why should he get out early when he severely injured a young girl? Would you let him out early if it was your daughter or your granddaughter? Those are the questions the governor should answer. If you want to be the governor and you want to be a big boy, then take the big boy questions. Don't make a controversial decision and then sit back and pretend that you don't have to answer. It's a cowardly move. If you're going to do that, at least answer for it. Why does he deserve to be out early?
That, I don't know that Parson would have had much legacy anyway, but that's a legacy killer to me.
I mean.
And every governor does it. Every president does it.
Of course they do.
They have the power. They pay, you know, pay off debts to people that have done something for them, or they do favors for friends.
And he's obviously not running again.
Right.
So
right.
Now this is your time where you're going to say, well, I'm a Chiefs fan, so let's do Andy Reid a favor. No. Not okay.
No.
No.
Not okay.